Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
If you're tired of the old way of networking, the business cards, the awkward conversations, and the aggressive pitches, but you know how crucial your network is to your success in life, then you're in the right place. Welcome to Build Your Network, the only top-rated show committed to helping you master content networking, foster real relationships, increase your authority, and build the network of your dreams. Listen in on conversations with world-class entrepreneurs, authors, thought leaders, and more as we deconstruct their best strategies for your success. So get ready to burn your business cards, ditch the name tag, and discover the new way to network with your host, Travis Chappell.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another BYN Breakdown episode. On today's episode, we just want to talk a little bit about where the future for podcasting kind of lies. We were in a group the other day on Clubhouse, which I know some of you have just heard our recent episodes on that. But we were sitting in a group and we heard Katie Couric, who basically dominated the network TV space for several years, saying that she's pivoting to podcasting and that anyone who's not pivoting to podcasting is missing out. You get to be your own boss, get to choose what you talk about, and you don't have to work for someone you don't like. It was really interesting just hearing her talk so matter of fact about it. And I know you've had some recent interviews kind of with the same thing, guests who had huge syndicated radio shows kind of pivoting into the podcasting realm. So I guess the simple question is podcasting here to stay? And why is it worth starting a podcast in 2021?
Yeah, it's always interesting to me to hear from people like a Katie Couric, who is, you know, the poster child for like network news. You know what I mean? So for someone like her to come over and be like, yeah, podcasting's the future because network news ratings are going down all the time. First of all, answers a few questions about why network news is so crazy polarizing nowadays. And it's obviously just because that's what gets them a little bit more viewers, and to know that their network ratings are constantly going down explains a lot about why they're being as polarizing as they are. But anyway, that's a different conversation. And then I had a conversation with Jason Ellis recently, who was a 15-year Sirius XM guy, like had a great contract with Sirius XM and produced his show, The Jason Ellis Show, for 15 years. And now he's no longer doing that. And he started his own podcast. So, I mean, there's so many people. Paris Hilton just started her own network and is launching her own podcast. I mean, it's becoming the medium, like the platform for people to get in touch with their audience on a more consistent basis, on demand, whenever their audience wants to listen to them. So, I think the future of podcasting is very positive. You know, I think that we're still at the beginning stages. It's been around for 12 years, probably now, something like that. You know, it probably started in 2000, 2006, 2007, so maybe 12, 15 years. But it took probably 7 or 8 years to start really taking off. You know, it took a while to take off because YouTube, I think, came in right after podcasting and absolutely destroyed it in terms of the amount of people that were on it as creators and the amount of people that were on it as consumers. But then we saw almost like we're seeing right now, basically kind of a regression away from video and back into audio, because there was a big frenzy around video, right? Because television replaced radio because it's a better way to consume content. And so when YouTube came out, it crushed podcasting. But now what we're seeing is that audio is coming back into the limelight. You know what I mean? With stuff like Clubhouse, where it's a social media platform that's purely audio conversations. It's like being on a conference call. It's literally that. It's an on-demand conference call application. Like if I pitched that to you a year ago, you'd be like, yeah, that's not going to work. But right. For whatever reason, it's working a ton. And the same thing goes for podcasts. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that audio is a much easier way to listen or consume content, because if you're on video, you have to be sitting down in front of a screen and giving it your full attention for the most part. Whereas a podcast or Clubhouse Room or any sort of audio that you're consuming, you can press play on your phone and then you can set it down, have headphones in, and you can walk around, you can go for a walk, you know, walk the dogs or whatever, you can do the dishes, you can go to the gym, you can have it on in the car while you're driving and be listening to it. Like you can do a number of different things. And, you know, I don't know about you guys listening, but for me, it's just so beneficial because my schedule's so all over the place that, you know, that's why I never really watch YouTube. I honestly don't remember the last time I sat down and watched a YouTube video from start to finish. Like I'm just not a consumer of YouTube because I'm constantly on the move, constantly, you know, going to different places and stuff. And the audio platform is so much easier to consume for me. And so that's why I'm just a big believer in podcasts. Because at the end of the day, one of the most important things in terms of innovation is making things easier for people to do. And the bottom line is voice and audio is one of those ways. It's one of the ways that we can make things more efficient. You know, and that's why you listen to someone like Gary Vee and he's so bullish on things like Amazon Alexa and, you know, the Apple Home and some of these things, because they're all voice activated to where you no longer have to pick up your phone and go to Google and type something in to get an answer to a question, or you don't have to open up your Grubhub app and go order your food and hit place order and do all that manually. You can just go to your smart speaker and be like, hey, Alexa, order me my favorite order from Shake Shack. And then right. All of a sudden, it's done and it's taken care of. Like people pay for convenience is my point. And I think the audio platforms, no matter what capacity it might be, whether it's your Amazon Alexa or it's Clubhouse or it's podcasts, I think that audio just is more easily consumed by people. And I think that ease of use is what's going to win in terms of attention.
Right, right.
This episode of the show is brought to you by Indeed. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate is not to search at all. It's to match and match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need this platform, guys. I'm telling you, Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging candidates so you can connect with those people even faster. And it doesn't just help you hire faster. In fact, 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And look, guys, one of the things that I wish I would have used Indeed for is this matching service. You can search and search and search and search and search all day long, but to actually be presented with quality candidates, like hiring a recruiter for you that's presenting people that has actually done the work to vet them and bring quality people in front of you, that work by itself is the fact that it's done by a software instead of like a team of high quality recruiters is pretty insane. So they leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, which is why Indeed's matching engine is the best one that you can use. It's constantly learning from your own preferences. So the more you use it, the better it gets at doing the job for you. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility over at Indeed.com/Travis. Just go to Indeed.com/Travis right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed here on the podcast. Indeed.com/Travis. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
Well, and as a creator, that it's much easier too. You know, like Katie Couric was talking about, she's like, you know, people don't have to like recognize my face and I have to throw on a bunch of makeup and I have to do all this. Like, they recognize my voice at this point. And so she can hop into a podcast or a Clubhouse room and things like that. And it's true. Like I joked the other day, like the benefit of like Zoom meetings is you don't have to wear pants, but like the benefit of doing like audio only content is like, you don't have to do anything. I mean, yeah. You could literally just stroll in naked and totally jump into naked. A podcast. Yep. Make sure your video is off when you do that. But no,
also,
I'm saying
put some baby powder on your seat because it might be sticky.
A little sticky after 3 hours of recording. But no, but I mean, it's a little bit of a joke, but I mean, also it is like, you don't have to worry about, is the lighting perfect? Is my hair perfect? Is this perfect? Like, you can jump in and produce content at a rapid speed. You mentioned Gary Vee, like you can literally knock out tons and tons and tons of audio content pretty easily at a pretty high quality level and do that consistently without having to worry about a ton of editing and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you, man. So I think the future of podcasting is bright, and that's why we have the Podcast Profit, you know, Academy and the Podcast Profit Secrets webinar and the Podcast Profit Mastermind and the Podcast to Profit free Facebook group. And we're doing so many things around podcasting because I just think that it's going to be a really powerful medium here in the future. And like people always get so bogged down with like, well, isn't it saturated? Isn't there a bunch of other people? Aren't there a ton of shows out there now? Like the answer is yeah, more than there were 10 years ago. But where do you think it's going to be in 10 years from now? You know what I mean? Don't wake up in 10 years from now wishing that you would have started one 10 years ago the same way that you wish you would have started one 10 years ago today.
Don't you wish you would have started a YouTube channel when there were only 1 million YouTube channels?
Yeah, right. Like, exactly. There's like 32, 35 million or something YouTube channels now, but people are still starting YouTube channels every day and making a living doing it. You know what I mean? And so with podcasts, there's like 1.5 million podcasts now, and that's all podcasts. This is not like, I don't know the actual number of active podcasts. It might be interesting to hear that, but it's difficult to measure because everybody has different standards and what they classify as an active podcast. But there's a lot less that are actually active, meaning they're continually producing episodes and content. And so, you know, to still be in the first million, or, you know, even if we move it up to 1.5 million, if you fast forward again in 10 years from now, what, and there's 30 million or there's 40 million podcasts and you're one of the first million, you know, don't you want to ride that wave a little bit? You know, like everybody always asks me about starting when to start a podcast, and I liken it to planting a tree. We've all heard that phrase, that question, you know, when's the best time to plant a tree? 10 years ago, right? Because planting a tree takes time. Like, it's got to grow. It's got to germinate. The seed's got to come out of the ground. Like, it's got to have sunlight. It's got to have water. You know what I mean? It takes a long time to get to the point where that tree is actually has a good root system and it's poised to grow in a, you know, shorter period of time or whatever. So, the best time to plant a tree is 10 years ago. The second best time is today. And it's the same thing with podcasting. Is the best time to start a podcast? Yeah, it would have been in like 2007 when nobody even had an iPhone yet and there were 300 podcasts in existence. That would have been the best time to start a podcast because you could be like Joe Rogan. You know what I mean? Like, you can grow with the consumption of the platform. But since we don't have a time machine and we can't go back 10 years ago, then the second best time to start a podcast is right now, because it's only going to become more competitive and more saturated. And so if you can jump in sooner rather than later, then you can be the Joe Rogan of 2031 instead of 2021. You know what I mean? Like, you can continue to build your audience up over that period of time. So, don't wait, you know, don't wait for the, don't wait for this magical moment where you're going to be able to have this perfect launch or whatever. You know, take some trainings, learn some things, figure out how to do it, and then set a date on the calendar for the day you're going to launch and hold yourself to it. Tell other people about it, have some accountability. You know, if you have any interest or desire to check out Podcast Profit Academy or some of the things that we have to offer in there, then just go to podcastprofitcourse.com. You can register for our free training that we do live a couple times a week. And we talk all about how to build a profitable podcast, especially if you're listening to this, you're an entrepreneur, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're a knowledge broker, you're an agency owner, you sell things for a living, you're an entrepreneur, then this is built especially for you. So just go to podcastprofitcourse.com and we'll see you on the next live training.
That's it for this episode. If you want to connect with Travis and other like-minded people who also listen to the show, then you're going to want to head over to travischappell.com/group to join his free Facebook group, Podcast to Profit. Travis will see you there. And remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.